First, when we talk about food deserts, it's usually in the context of urban areas where there's not maybe a local grocery store and residents don't have access to fresh and healthy food. But rural residents can also face food insecurity, and the problem can be made even trickier because of fewer transportation options and social services. One Wisconsin group is trying to address that need with what they call hyper-local agriculture that can bring fresh produce not only to a neighborhood, but to a childcare facility, a community center, maybe even somebody's home. Alex Tank is co-founder of Fork Farms and the inventor of its farming technology and methods. He's a former opera singer with 10 years of leadership experience in the social service sector. In 2018, he was a Fox Cities Future 15 winner and featured as Fox Cities Magazine's Big Idea. Alex, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Start us off with the idea of food insecurity in the middle of rural Wisconsin. It seems like a contradiction. What's happening?
Well, that's a great point. I mean, the rural Wisconsin is where we grow so much of the nation's food, and there's so much incredible work there to feed the world. But ironically, it's where a significant amount of food insecurity happens in the state. And the reason is because poverty is on a significant increase in rural communities. And there's been a real conglomeration of grocery stores. And so you're seeing a lot fewer smaller markets in rural areas in favor of larger grocery chains and more urban areas. And so it's effectively made gas stations and dollar stores the de facto food sources for these rural areas.
And it's a little strange, as I understand it, you're importing a solution to the problem in a way from Brooklyn, not Brooklyn, Wisconsin, but the one in New York. Talk about what you learned there that you've kind of ported over into rural Wisconsin.
Well, sure. Well, I'm actually originally from Appleton, Wisconsin. I moved out to New York back in the day for the opera career, which you mentioned briefly. But when I was there, I really got passionate about poverty. You see poverty in New York City in a way that you just don't in Wisconsin sometimes. We do a really good job taking care of our communities, and poverty is more hidden here than in the city. And so for me, it made a huge impact. And when I saw people growing food on rooftops and inside of food pantries, I got really inspired as this being a potential mechanism to feed people in an innovative way that will also connect them to their food supply. And I really believe that when people grow their own food, you're significantly more likely to eat healthier and to feel better. And not because your doctor told you you have to, but really because you truly want to.
That takes us to this idea of micro agriculture. What is that?
Well, so our theory is that if we can figure out how to grow food, really good fresh food, affordably, and that's the key, is you have to be able to grow it in a way where you're competing with commodity prices, but where it doesn't have to ship 1,500 miles like it does now, and it can have the longest shelf life possible. Most people don't know that in transit, fresh food can lose 40, 50% of its nutritional content. And so for us, we're trying to figure out how do you take a technological solution that anybody can use that's really simple and affordable and place that in places where people work, live, and play and allow them to become the farmers. So anybody could become a farmer and feed their community in the middle of winter even. Which for Wisconsin is important because we need to eat these fresh products year-round.
We're talking to Alex Tank, co-founder of Fork Farms and inventor of its farming technology and methods, talking about micro-agriculture and a pilot project he's had going on in Rusk County. Now take us to Rusk County in the northwestern part of the state. What's happening? What's on the ground there now?
Well, Rusk County itself is a food desert. The entire county is a food desert. It's got some of the highest poverty rates in the state. And Marshfield Clinic really cares deeply about the communities that they serve. And we got connected to them a while back, and they really saw what we were doing as being a potential public health solution. This type of technology, you know, and the amount of food that we can grow in such a small amount of space really, I think, tickled their interest in, can we implement this in a way where we can really start to transform the food landscape? And if we get enough people involved in the process, could that long-term affect food culture? Could it really help people redefine their own eating habits? And could it create some long-term healthy habits that will just benefit everybody. It benefits the participant in the program. It benefits the healthcare system and the community at large.
You mentioned growing all year long. Does that mean people in Rusk County, people or institutions have, in effect, some hydroponic setup?
Yeah. So we have a small unit. It's about the size of a refrigerator. It's 3 feet by 3 feet is the footprint. It's about 6 feet tall, but it grows on average 20 to 30 pounds of food every 3 or 4 weeks. So, wow. And what we grow are the most highly perishables, right? We grow a lot of potatoes in our state, a lot of other root crops. For indoor farming, it doesn't make as much sense, and you can't make as deep of a nutritional impact with those products. And so we've really focused on salad greens, herbs, strawberries, things like that, that generally don't have access to in a food desert at all. And if you do, it has a really, really short shelf life. It's right at the end of its life cycle. So, we call it a farm in a box. We ship this system. We train people how to use it. We wrap a bunch of education around it, you know, for schools, lesson plans, for, you know, assisted living facilities, meaningful activities, for community centers, volunteer programs, anything that we can do to help with the engagement process, we found is really important to the success of this type of program.
I hear hydroponic and I think complicated. Is this something that somebody without a lot of agricultural background can really learn with a little training and be successful?
You know, I'd argue it's actually easier, I think. I mean, we can provide standard recipes for things where if you just follow the instructions, that you'll almost be guaranteed a successful harvest. So an example of that is we ship with these units a type of lettuce that's called Green Star. It's really dark green, beautiful broadleaf lettuce. And I tell you, if you have a black thumb, which we get a lot of people who talk
yeah,
about
me.
That. You can grow this stuff. I guarantee it. I mean, it's as simple as you check the nutrient level of the water. If it's a little low, you add a tablespoon of this, a tablespoon of that. You check the pH by adding little drops into a little container to see what color it changes, just like you would with a swimming pool. Add a little bit to get that right. And then you can leave it for a week if you want to. I mean, it really takes about 5 to 15 minutes a week to operate a program like this. And the fun part is the harvest. That also takes the most time. It takes about an hour to process 20, 30 pounds of salad greens, right? I mean, most people, when you buy in a grocery store, you're buying it 4 ounces at a time. So you can imagine the amount that you're getting out of this.
Talk about, you know, the feelings side of things, where somebody who's maybe never grown anything before comes out and they've just harvested their first, as you say, 15, 20 pounds of healthy food. Talk about the attitude change you might see from people.
Well, you know, we get a lot of reports, but I can speak from personal experience on this, actually. I mean, one summer in Brooklyn, I decided to volunteer for a guy growing food on a rooftop, and they were feeding the food pantry that was right downstairs in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And so on its own, a really cool ecosystem that they had created in that community. But I was allowed to bring some of this food home, and it was really the first time that I had done this. I was pretty fresh out of college, and at the time, eating in a way that I think most of us eat, making food decisions based on price and convenience. I needed it to fill me up, and I needed it to be cheap and easy. And when you're in poverty, that's even more important, right? Because you have so many other stress factors in your life. So when I ate this food that I grew, something just really clicked with me. I mean, I gained this immediate appreciation. You know, it's like your kids are for some reason cuter than the other kids, or your house is more home to you than anywhere else on the planet. And I think the reason that we get emotionally attached with these things is just because we put our love and our blood and our sweat and our tears into things, and you can't help but become connected to that thing. And I believe personally that sort of interconnection is really what's at the root of all real, true, meaningful social change. Because if you can get people to care about these things in a real, authentic way, that will lead to sustainable change, long-term change. And I think that we are seeing now time and time and time again with communities all over the place, small installations, big installations, that is the case, that it works.
As we wrap up, Alex, you've got this pilot program in Rusk County. Are you looking to expand elsewhere in Wisconsin and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got great partnerships with Feeding America, food banks, and a number of healthcare organizations across the country. We really believe that food is medicine, and that this type of program can, you know, really bring it on site to anybody. And as an organization, we're in about 27 states in Canada, but we think that the sky's the limit. We think that this is a way that with others, we could potentially be a piece of a solution to what we think is a really big food problem.
Alex, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Alex Tank is co-founder of Fork Farms. He joined us to talk about the group's pilot project in Rusk County to address food insecurity in that community with micro-agriculture projects.